Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There he is!
Concerning the budget. But right now we welcome in 2nd District Congressman for Life, Joe Courtney. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for whatever we're going to do to you for the next 8 minutes. Today, you're hosting the Enfield Veterans Advisory Committee for a coffee hour at your Enfield District office. What do you hope happens in that hour, Congressman?
So this is a group that actually we meet with once a month. If I can't make it, my veterans caseworker, Manny Manessis, we sat at the same table together at the Chrysalis Center a couple years ago.
Oh, God, that was a good time with Tim Stewart and everybody else there.
That's right. And a 30-year Navy veteran.
Good guy.
You know, former Master Chief Petty Officer, amazing guy. But anyway, we have these regular meetings to, number one, you know, find out what is on folks' mind. Again, that's one of the heaviest concentrations, interestingly, of veterans in Connecticut is in the Enfield area. And obviously to give them updates in terms of, you know, changes that are going on both within the VA and also what Congress is working on. The big one today is that back in June, Congress passed and President Trump signed into law the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act,
yes,
which fixed this really outrageous unfairness in the Agent Orange arena where you had to have stepped a foot on the ground during the Vietnam conflict to qualify for VA benefits for illnesses which, you know, medically everybody knows were caused by exposure to dioxin.
Sure.
So people
sure.
in the sea services who never, you know, went ashore, you know, were denied these benefits. And it was a 17-year, believe it or not, knockdown, drag-out fight. The VA just last week issued the application forms for people who, again, fell into this black hole. Mm-hmm. They sent out notices to about 80,000 veterans around the country who had applied and been denied, saying you can reapply. And again, so we're just going to be pushing this out heavy in the last few days. Again, we have lots of Navy veterans with the base, you know, and people who have retired and stayed in the area And but again, there's other changes that are going on. We're still, you know, slogging away at the budget and the defense bill, which includes a number of provisions that, again, there's high interest on, and including a 3% pay raise, you know, for the military.
That'd be nice.
And frankly, this is a good way to celebrate or observe, I should say, Veterans Day, which is to, you know, again, it's a solemn day and, you know, lots of ceremonies going on around the state. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really about the real help. You know what I mean? That matters the most.
Well, you know, Joe, earlier we do a thing every morning, and Joe has this list called Check-A-Day of things that what today is. Today is Harvey Wallbanger Day. And I'm thinking, this goes back to the days of Agent Orange. Goes back to Harvey Wallbangers, like in the 70s.
Yep. No, it's, and again, this is, by the way, the Blue Water doesn't solve all the Agent Orange problems.
Yeah.
There's a guy from Andover, Jerry Wright, who served in Vietnam, who literally has been crisscrossing the country about the fact that there are three skin conditions and nerve conditions.
Exactly.
Which you have had to notify the VA a year after onset. I mean, we're talking 50 years ago to qualify for coverage. Again, no question about the connection between exposure and illness. So there's another bill, which Jerry and lead sponsor in the House and Senator Blumenthal in the Senate, the Agent Orange Fairness Act, which eliminates that really catch-22 precondition to qualify for benefits. And he'd be a great guest someday. I mean, this guy he's been on his motorcycle from coast to coast, and we have about 40 co-sponsors now in the House. And Jerry deserves a lion's share of credit for going to veteran service organizations all across America and getting, you know, calls into their local congressmen and senators.
So it seems like there's more consideration, Joe, in the Congress of what the veterans are going through. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. I mean, as I noted at the beginning, this is the Agent Orange bill, the Blue Water bill.
Yeah.
Actually passed both chambers, and the president signed it into law. I mean,
well, there you go.
How many times can you say that these days? You know what I mean?
That's
so it does, you know, really impressively occupy kind of a safe harbor in terms of you know, the polarized you know, stuff that's going on day in and day out, and hopefully, you know, and it should. I mean, that just should be an area where there's no. You know, rancor or dispute about the fact that the people who wear the uniform of this country, you know, need to, all the promises that were made to them, particularly at the time of an all-volunteer force, you know,
right.
we need to follow
right.
up with them.
Well, and certainly, you know, think about the history here for some of these men, women, is the fact that you had Vietnam, so you were in combat. You ever met Betty Buca?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, he's talked about it. He's a Vietnam vet, and he was talking about it, you know, how this is different than the other wars. You know, nobody wears a uniform. You never know where the good guys are, the bad guys are. You can say it for anybody in Desert Storm, anybody who's – so it's been a very tough time, and it surprises me that it's taken this long to do this.
Yeah, again, the foot on the ground rule was kind of just, you know, like literally out of catch-22, that – because a lot of the – dioxin was transported.
See, there you go.
Vietnam by sea.
Right.
So, you know, guys, you know, sailors were handling this stuff.
Yes.
And again, back a number of years ago, Secretary Shinseki, who served under Obama, was the one who established the presumptive eligibility rule, which basically said for the land forces that if you had a certain condition, a cancer, heart disease, respiratory illness connected
right.
to dioxin, you did not have to show chapter and verse the day and minute.
Yeah, how could you?
You were, you know, exposed to this stuff. And but again, the sea services were left out, and that's what the Blue Water Bill fixes.
We've only got a minute left, and we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about what's going to go on next week up on the Hill with the impeachment inquiry hearings. Joe, what do you want to see? What do you want to hear?
So, I mean, obviously, you know, the depositions have been, you know, appropriately and you know, always the case in the past, done in private session. However, both sides have been in the room asking questions. Now it's really time for the American people, which is fundamentally the group that's going to really, I think, drive this process, because
right.
public opinion, if you look at it historically, that's always been, you know, more important than any single member or senator or whatever giving great, you know, remarks or speeches. So these witnesses, who I think they're certainly everything I heard about Ambassador Taylor from folks who were in the room with him, I think people are going to really sit up and pay attention to this guy. Another, by the way, a veteran, 101st Airborne Division, you know, Bush appointee appointed by the president, you know, to take over in Ukraine.
Okay.
So, you know, he's a real Boy Scout,
okay.
and I think people are going to be impressed.
All right, big guy.
All right. Congressman, thank you. We always appreciate the time. Good luck with your event today, and we will catch up with you down the road.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.